Yeah, so I grew up in the northeastern part of North Carolina, small town of Hosky. It's not really a lot to do there. So, what I tried to do to pass time was, I started playing football because a lot of my friends play football. And it took off in ninth grade, and I just fell in love, and football just became something that it became a part of my everyday life. It became something I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So that's what I just kept on doing, just playing. And as I got older, playing in college became a possibility for me, and it was a dream of mine. Because, like you said, I had a couple of people that were from my town that played at older me, and Antonio Vaughn and Kevin Pervitt. And I just wanted to be like those guys. So, I started hitting the off season real hard, lifting a lot of weights. I gained a lot of weight, and everything worked out for me. I started putting up some real good numbers, and I was able to get that offer and continue that pipeline from Pervitt County to Old Dominion.
When was the first time you realized you were really good at football?
I'll say my sophomore year, when I didn't play on JV my freshman year. I played, but I didn't get in the game. Like, I sat the bench the entire year. But my
Oh,
sophomore
wow.
year was my first time starting on JV. And at the end of the year, I got moved up to varsity and started on varsity over a senior. That's when it kind of hit me, like, wow, I'm pretty good. I'm playing on varsity right now after not playing all year on JV in ninth grade. So after I saw that, it just made me even hungry, and I just wanted to keep this selling and keep going. And that next year is when I got my first offer.
Oh, Shane Zimina is with us on The Fan. So you played ODU, really productive career, and then you start this NFL, not to just completely blow through your college career, but obviously talking to you as you get ready for the NFL. What was the first thing you did after your senior year wrapped up that really started the process of preparing you for the NFL?
As soon as my senior was over, I took about a week to relax, and right after that week, I flew down to Phoenix, Arizona, and I started training for the NFL Combine. Most guys don't start training till January, but I got a head start on everybody. I decided to get down there early and just started preparing myself, getting my body right, and changing my diet up. And XOs, they got a great program down there and getting guys ready for the NFL Combine, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Yeah, I would too. I know a little bit about the fitness world and was actually at Exos a couple weeks ago. Good people down there who do a really good job. Well, is that your first kind of, I mean, because obviously ODU's put out a couple NFL players over the years, but being around the caliber of player and the caliber of athlete at Exos, what was that experience like to really be around this top level football talent, probably for the first time in your life?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's humbling. You get out there and you just see all these physical specimens. I was out there with DK Metcalf and Brian Burns. You see
Were you
those
in
guys,
the
you're like,
shirtless
oh,
picture? The one that blew up with DK?
Yep. I was out there with DK. He's a real good dude. Real funny guy, and he's a hard worker. So just going out there and seeing those type of guys run that fast and be that big, it just made me want to work that much harder, because it's still a lot of A lot, you know, it's a lot of bigger and better players, so you got to make up with that with hard work. So,
Growing up in a Husky, where or what was your favorite team growing up?
I always liked the Philadelphia Eagles. That was always my favorite team. I already know Redskins fans not gonna like that, but
So do you still have that affinity? Like, would it mean something? Obviously, I mean, look, we're on a Washington radio station and all, but you're allowed to be honest here. Like, would it mean something to be drafted by them? Or like, would it be kind of cool in a way to go against them if you were drafted by, say, a Washington or a New York in the division?
I wouldn't say it would feel no type of way, because once the NFL started to become a reality for me, I cut all the favorite team and favorite player things out, because you just never know where you're gonna end up and who you're gonna be playing against. So I kind of just cut that out of my life. Started looking at everybody as more like competition, or a business aspect of it. Because it's gonna be my job and my career now, so there's no time for favorite teams or favorite players and things like that.
No doubt. O'Shane Zimenez from ODU, my guest. I'm Craig Hoffman here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, I spent part of my afternoon watching you on tape a little bit. Surprisingly, ODU tape, hard to find, but we got some. We were able to watch a little bit. The first thing that I noticed watching you on tape is that's a big dude wearing seven. College numbers are always fun. Why did you wear number seven?
It was a number I had in high school, and I did wear 98 in my freshman and sophomore year, but it was a problem with the team because we had too many skill positions where single-digit numbers, and it was affecting the special team. So Coach Lauder, he offered a chance for guys, bigger guys on the team to gain the single-digit number, and I took my opportunity to wear the number I had in high school. So that's just that behind that.
That's a cool story. All right, so the real first thing I noticed on film, you have ridiculously active hands. You are always slapping away at offensive linemen. From a technique standpoint, like, when did your technique start to become something that you really focused on, and what part of that technique and what part of your game it revolves around your hands?
I feel like hand usage is everything. You know, if somebody's trying to block you, you got to get their hands off of you. And that's something my position coach at Old Dominion preached to me every single day. And he kind of just drilled it into my head to the point where it's something that I just can't go without doing. You know, like, I feel like that's a big part of my game. And that's something I'm constantly working on when I'm in practice. And after practice, I always work on my hand positioning and different techniques I can use to get offensive linemen's hands off of me. And I feel like that's a big part of pass rush, and it's something you always got to emphasize.
Mental part's a huge part too. Something that we always hear about with pass rushers is, oh, the best ones always have a plan when they rush. What's your plan when you rush?
Well, first off, the speed. You know, you always got to get off the ball as fast as you can. You know, you got to get the offense. You got to run faster forward than the offensive lineman can run backwards. So, everything, speed sets up everything. You got to get them out of their element and get them leaning off balance, and it makes your moves easier to work off of. So, like, before every pass rush move, whether it be a spin move, a quick double swipe, or speed to power, like, I always get off the speed just to get the offensive lineman off track.
One of the games I watched, you had a huge sack late on a speed to power rush. How do you kind of pick your spots with the different moves? You do have a couple different ones, that up and under move. You try to rip to the outside sometimes, and you straight bull rush speed to power. How do you kind of choose what time is right for each move, or is it a feel thing that happens from snap to snap once the ball's been snapped?
Yeah, I mean, it depends who I'm going against. You know, throughout the game, I start to get a feel for my opponent and when I can use different kinds of moves. And it's a game-to-game thing, and it's something I pick up on in my film study before the game. So it's not no one-set plan. It depends who I'm playing against and what I see on film and what I'm feeling throughout the game.
O'Shane Zimenez, Edge from ODU, my guest here on 106.7 The Fan. I was listening to an interview I think you did down at the Senior Bowl, and you talked about how your entire approach to preparation changed before your senior year, like a light bulb went off. What happened to kind of flip that switch, and what was it like before, and what is your game preparation, your film study like now?
I mean, before, I didn't put a lot of emphasis on studying my opponent and, like, actually breaking down what they try to do in the game. And my senior year, that's, like, all my focus went to. Like, I started, like, actually keeping my notes and keeping track of my notes on a week-to-week basis on what my opponent is doing, what he does bad, what he does good, and just always making mental notes throughout my practice throughout the week, always making mental notes what I see my opponent doing on film. So I try to use the moves that is going to work best against them throughout every day in practice, and just being more, like, organized with keeping notes and just – always being a student of the game and just taking notes on every little thing I see. And not only on my opponent, but on myself. Like, on Sunday, after we play on Saturday, on Sunday, I always watch myself and take notes on what I can do better on a week-to-week basis. And I feel like that helped my game go to the next level as well.
Yeah, self-scout, super important, and a lot of guys aren't willing to do that. All right, one more serious one, and then we'll have a little bit of fun here on the way out. Very simply, why do you love football?
I mean, honestly, I feel like nothing else gives me the feeling of when I make a big play on the football field. Like, there's nothing else in life that gives me that adrenaline rush of making a play. And that's just the love behind it, and just having the opportunity to change my family's life all while getting that feeling. I mean, I feel like there's no better job than that. So I just can't wait to get in rookie mini camp and just actually get back on the field again.
All right, a couple fast ones on the way out. Weirdest question you were asked by a team, whether it was the combine or an interview, throughout the process?
How long can I keep my eyes open without blinking? And then he proceeded to make me hold my eyes open for that amount of time.
How long was it?
I was sitting there for about, I would say, a good 2 minutes straight without blinking, and before he was like, okay, that's enough.
First round pick. That, now we know. Hold your eyes open. That's an intense amount of focus. Your favorite food that once you got to Exos, you weren't allowed to eat anymore?
Oh man, where do I even start? I mean, I wasn't allowed to eat like any junk food, like any fried food, fried chicken, fried pork chops, all that was cut out of my diet. Anything that was cooking oil was basically cut out, and it hurt to cut it out. But when I got back, I definitely got back on that food fast. I couldn't hold out anymore.
So have you gotten good at finding a balance though?
Yeah, definitely. Like being at Exos for those 3 months, it helped me understand the importance of putting good things in your body and how putting good things in your body helps you produce a little bit better. So I always try to cut out the fatty food as much as possible, but sometimes I just got to have a cheat day.
Hey, they're the kings and queens of the 80-20 rule. So if they ever give you flack, just be like, hey, I heard about the 80-20 rule. I can have 80% of what I need, 20% of what I want. So exactly. get on that. Hey, this was awesome, man. I really appreciate the time this afternoon.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.